Welcome back, everyone, for another edition of How About Them Chiefs.
I'm your host, Skylar Smith, and this is How About Them Chiefs, and with my co-host, Stuart Smith. And today, I was kind of going to discuss what the offseason, what the Chiefs are going to end up doing. We'll probably go recap about this Astros punishment I kind of want to bring up and do. If an NFL team was cheating, besides, we already know the Patriots have their, you know, Spygate.
Which, by the way, where are we at with that? Whatever happened with that whole, that they were recording
the second time?
Cincinnati Bengals, the worst team in the NFL. They're cheating and watching their what is that? That's so that, pathetic. I mean, come on. If you're going to get caught, the Bengals, really?
So, I mean, there's a bunch of stuff to go on about that, but I want to talk about the QB market a little bit. Like, what's going to happen? Aren't we glad that the Chiefs don't have to worry about that? And also, all of the free agents, that supposedly one the Chiefs want to have, and talk about, or so far right now, what draft we might get in the first round. So let's bring it back to the Astros punishment. If you guys don't know about this, you should know if you're a sports fan, but the Astros were apparently cheating, stealing signs, and having banging trash cans or whistling to let their hitters know what pitches are coming. And I think that's honestly worse than steroids, in my opinion. But not to talk about baseball too much now, but to bring it back to the NFL. Can you imagine being an Astros fan, okay? Being an Astros fan, you won the World Series, everyone's happy. So can you imagine if us Chief fans, we find out that Andy Reid was able to listen to every play call that the 49ers are having, or Spags knowing every offensive play having. How would you feel as a fan, knowing that your team just cheated to win?
I would ignore it and still wear my stuff around.
I mean, honestly,
they can't take my T-shirts that I already bought.
I don't know what I could do. Like, I love the Chiefs, but if that happened, I don't know what I have done.
Well, look at Patriots fans. They don't care that they've cheated and they won like 7 years in a row. Who cares? I mean, I think it has to be more. For me, it's got to be something more unethical than that, because I feel like all of them are somewhat cheating, but like it's got to be something like really bad where I'll actually feel bad.
I mean, the whole Deflategate was kind of a joke. I thought the way the NFL handled it and everything else, but I think Major League Baseball right now, their commissioner, I don't understand how the players don't get any. They get full immunity, not any problems. But I guess they were saying, the Astros, bringing it back to baseball, they were saying that the reason why the commissioner couldn't give the players any punishment, this is the latest what they're saying, is because whenever there's a rule change or anything else, they're supposed to tell the GM, and the GM is supposed to tell the players. So they're blaming the Astros GM for not escalating this memo out, telling them that you guys can't do this anymore, which I think is quite ridiculous that you can tell me that a grown man adult playing baseball that's over 18 years old cannot know he's cheating or not. Like, I don't understand that. Whereas the NFL, what they do is they let the whole team know, all the players know. It's not just going to a GM or not just going to a coach. It goes to everybody. Why didn't baseball do that? I don't know. But that's the reason why they're saying they can't, because now the players can fight this and, you know, and that's the reason why I guess there's no punishment. But I still think something's going to happen. I don't think it's going to blow over. I'm pretty sure the Astros are going to get hit all the time going up the bat. So, but bring it back, if the NFL had this happen, I don't know how I'd feel if I was a Chief fan knowing that they cheated on the Super Bowl. But I think you'd have to take the title away. I think you'd have to take draft picks away, do some more other punishment. I don't understand how they're not going to do anything to them. I know it's not a college sport where, if the Heisman winner, took money like Reggie Bush, they took it to vacate the Heisman Trophy winner. I'm not saying to give like the World Series or give the Super Bowl trophy back to the different team, the opposing team. I think no one wins it.
How embarrassing that'd be? Like, hey, like, for example, like the Dodgers, like they're all butthurt because like they lost, which by the way, that was the greatest World Series of all time.
Yeah.
The Astros and Dodgers. But like, what are you like you're going to get a ring, but because they cheated?
Well, they don't want it. They don't want it. They don't want it. No, but they don't want it that way. Of course not. So, I mean, I just want to talk about that a little bit. I think that's kind of an interesting topic that's going on right now, is how do you not punish the players if they knowingly cheated? Because if you punish Tom Brady for deflating footballs, how do you not
hey, the best
punish
is
players?
I just wish I could picture Tom Brady destroying a cell phone. Like,
how
funny is that?
How, I don't understand.
He was deflating footballs.
Oh, but even then, like, honestly,
that is so funny.
It's deflating a football. I'll be honest. Like, you really, is it really got to help you that much more? Like, you still have to stop. It's different if you already know what the other team know they're going to run. I think if you're a defensive coach and you know exactly, oh, it's a run play going to this gap, of course you load up a blitz and do that stuff. It's too easy. But I think as a offense perspective, you know the defense is running. You should know that as a quarterback anyway because you change the play. So it's a little different for football, I guess you'd say. But baseball, it's like if you're the catcher, this is what I don't understand too. If you're the catcher – and you can, if the players can hear the whistle up the bat, I'm pretty sure the catchers can hear it. So you think that you're like, they know our signs. We got to change stuff up. If your pitcher's getting lit up.
Supposedly, Scar, they had like sensors in their body that was like zapping.
See,
and stuff.
That's something they still haven't approved. But there's.
He's like.
So how does Altuve, whatever his name is, runs around the bases when he hits that
says, world? Don't
hit me. Don't take off my shirt. And now they're trying to say, oh, it's because he had a crappy tattoo and he didn't want to show his crappy tattoo. And then it's funny because someone asked reporters, well, have you even seen if he even has a tattoo? And their owner says, oh, I didn't even think about that. Like, really? And the fact that he even said it was just, that was hilarious in the press conference talking about, oh, I don't think this impacted the game. And then 50 seconds later, the reporter is like, wait a minute, are you saying this didn't impact the game? But she and the reporter was asking the owner, and the owner's like, I didn't say that. And he clearly stated it. So it's just kind of, you think they had so much time to come up with an excuse or come up to prepare for this, and it just looked terrible the whole way that Major League Baseball handled it.
Well,
so I always laugh the way the NFL handled the Deflategate and how ridiculous it was, or how Ray Rice, for example, having that, you know, oh, we're going to give him 2-game suspension. Then the video leaks, and like, oh, shit, he's out for the year. It's kind of like you make fun of the NFL, how they do everything, but really now baseball's a joke.
Yeah. Well, it's
I don't know. I'm a baseball fan too, and I mean, maybe because I'm also a Dodger fan and a Royals fan. But at the same time, like, I don't think as being a Dodger fan, I want the Super Bowl. I mean, want the World Series ring because of the way they cheated. But the fact that you got to think about, they made money off this. You know, Altuve won the MVP. Won the MVP, which Aaron Judge probably should have won. Now, I mean, like, knowing that he cheated. And I think it's, I don't know if you've heard this, Aaron Judge said, I would have hit 90 home runs if I knew it was counting down the plate.
Yeah.
So just kind of, you know, I'm sorry I'm going off on baseball, but it's just a hot topic that I just can't believe that they're not getting punished. And I think if the NFL, it would have been totally different. I think the kids, the NFL, someone been suspended. But I guess it's more of an owner's league than the players' league over in baseball.
The Astros are destroying their phones right now.
I'm just pretty sure. But you know what? The funny thing is, there's a lot of other Major League Baseball teams that haven't come out and said stuff about it. Like, they're mad about it. Because you know what? I think they're going to find out more teams are doing this. I really think there's going to be more teams coming out. They're going to find out. They're going to have more. Because the Red Sox still are under another Boston team under, you know, cheating scandal.
Look,
I mean,
look,
come
it's
on.
Baseball. It's the most cheating sport there is. They're all cheating trying to find an edge.
But you got steroids. You got Vaseline on the pitcher. You got sandpaper the pitcher holding, you know, trying to change the baseball. And it's all that stuff. I know it's been going for years.
No, Scott,
but
they had videos. They were looking at the catcher's signals.
Yeah. I mean,
like,
come on.
That is on a different.
I mean, but it's different, like, if you pick up the signs, but to know it real time before it's even coming. Like, you got to listen to the video. I think the Dan Patrick Show had it. It was really funny. Like, had, like, you can hear him whistling, and then, like, right after that, crack of the bat. Like, the guy just hits it out of the park. I mean, it just sucks to see that the game was tainted by that way. But now I want to switch gears and talk about the QB market. I mean, aren't you glad as Chief fans, guys, that we don't have to overpay for somebody or have to, and we're going to sit back and watch all these quarterbacks change everywhere? I mean, we already know we have our guy Mahomes, but does it make you feel a little reassured, Stuart?
I don't even know if there's another team where you're not even remotely as confident as we are. No, I'm serious, because, like, if you think about it, like, I mean, maybe you could talk about certain quarterbacks, but, like, with certain teams, but let's just talk about the AFC West for a minute. There's all of them are, they don't know.
Yeah,
the Chargers don't know what they're going to do. The Raiders, they don't know what they're going to do. The Broncos, they maybe think they have their guy.
I think they have their guy. I think
it's 1 year.
I think you got more time. But I think he's,
well, I'm just, in general, like, there's not a lot of
no
solid.
No one's like slam dunk.
The people that scare me are like Deshaun Watson. Obviously, you know, with the Ravens, we know what he could do. But
Lamar Jackson. Definitely Lamar Jackson.
But he's not going to last for 15 years like Mahomes is.
We'll see. I mean, the game is changing. I mean, I know he's elite runner. And he's also shown that he can pass the ball. But, I mean, a lot of it has to do with the system that he's into. And, and so, it, like you said, like I was surprised he lasted all season the way he was running the ball. But, you know, he's smart protecting himself. And I think that's one thing, it's advantage.
Yeah, but he hasn't won a playoff game in his career. So all the people that keep on raving about Lamar Jackson, how great he is. He is a great NFL quarterback, a great player.
So,
but do not ever compare him to Patrick Mahomes.
Do you think he's going to be like the new Philip Rivers? A great regular season quarterback, but then can't win a playoff game or get his team to the promised land. I mean, that's the big knock on Philip Rivers, is that he's had these great teams, but he could never really make it off in the playoffs. But you can't blame it all on Philip Rivers, though. I have that argument, too.
I think he plays for the most unluckiest teams in the history of sports. They've lost, like, what? I don't even know how many games by 7 points.
Or less, yeah.
Right. I don't think it's all him.
Their field goal kicker, what was it? They went through like six different kickers because they couldn't kick a field goal. I know the Bear fans feel that way, too.
Look, he played with a torn ACL in a football game for the Chargers. I like Philip Rivers, not when he plays the Chiefs. But, you know, I don't think it's
– I thought it was classy, though, the way the Chargers did it, where they let him finish the season. And then now they still got to let him go. Not where I had the Giants handled Eli Manning and benching him like that. I just thought that was
kind of weird. Can you imagine if the Chargers don't land the right quarterback? They're going to be screwed for another 8 years.
They have Tyrod Taylor, who, I mean, he did pretty good at the Bills when he was there. And then I don't know what happened at the Browns, what happened there with when he's supposed to start over. But he just didn't do very well for the Browns. He got concussed. And then, Baker Mayfield, you know, took over. So – But speaking of Philip Rivers, I mean, where do you think he's going? What team do you think he's going to land at? Because no one wants a statue quarterback. And if he's going to go somewhere, he has to go somewhere that has a really good offensive line. And there's one team in particular I think he's going to go, but I wanted to see what you think first.
I've seen possibly the Colts, maybe. I think Colts sound like something he'll go to, possibly. Or maybe the Buccaneers, because I don't know if they're going to stick with Jameis Winston. I think it's going to be a team that wants to see two people compete for a starting role.
Right.
I think Philip Rivers, to me, I think Indy's the best place, the Colts, because I don't know if you know this, but his former offensive coordinator and his former quarterback coach when he was at San Diego, I'm sorry, when he was playing for the Chargers, I can't remember they play now, San Diego, LA, they always keep moving. But he actually, the coach over now, the head coach of the Colts, I forget his name, but he was the offense coordinator at the Chargers for Philip Rivers. So I think there's a connection there, and I think they have a great offensive line. I think they have all the pieces. I think they're just missing a quarterback. But another quarterback that, you know, everyone keeps talking about, which makes me want to throw up now, is where's Brady going? And you think Brady's gonna stay in New England? Because apparently the Raiders supposedly want him, and they'll pay him for $60 million for 2 years if the Pats don't sign him. I mean, I would love to see Brady play for the Raiders just because it'd be fun to watch the Chiefs play him twice a year and be a statue quarterback and just getting annihilated by the Chiefs.
Yeah.
But I have a hard time to see him in a different uniform.
I'm kind of confused because he wants to make a bunch of money now, right?
Right.
But then he also wants to go to a team that's good. Like,
to me, have both.
it doesn't make sense because, like, he's like, he took all these pay cuts at the Patriots and now all of a sudden
I think there's a rift between him and Belichick. I think he's done. I really do, because I think Robert Kraft was trying to keep it together for them. But I think one thing that Belichick has done is that when people are about to be at their prime or past their prime and they're about, you know, he doesn't like giving them more pay and he pushes them out. Because he did it too, if you think about years ago when Ben Coates was a tight end for the for the Patriots, and I forget who the other player was. And as soon as Belichick signed up took the job after he took the Jets for a day and then decided to go to the Patriots, he let them go. He released them because they're old, they're past their prime. And I think that's what he wanted to do with Tom Brady and the whole Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't know how that scenario went out, but I think that's what's going to end up happening, is he's going to be pushed out. And I think he just should retire. I don't think there's anything else he needs to prove. He already won enough, but I think he wants to prove it, that he can win not with Bill. I think that's what is his going motivation. I think he wants another big paycheck. He wants to finally get paid like he deserved to be paid. And I think he wants to prove to everyone that he is always going to be the greatest of all time. which I don't think it's going to last that long, but because I think Mahomes is catching up. He's got a ways to go, but I think Mahomes is on a track. He's a faster start than anyone else. So
Tom Brady has 5 or 6 rings, whatever it is. It's legit. Like he, I just also feel like he's trying to be like
he's the most accomplished of all time. I forget who the guy I was listening to, Dan Patrick, was saying. He's like not the greatest, he's the most accomplished. But
I also think that
he came up clutch.
Everyone talks about how great Brady is, but I don't think people understand. Like Belichick has been involved in more than over 10 Super Bowls in his career, going back before the Patriots. He won 2 with the Giants when he was part
coordinator,
of the Heat.
Right.
He is like Bill Belichick. It should be called the Bill Belichick Trophy. Like, regardless of him cheating or whatever he does, like at the end of the day, he is always. I mean, think about that. How many years in a row are they either in the Super Bowl? I think it was 5 years in a row.
Yeah.
This is the first year in 5 years. Like, I know Tom Brady's great, but like, at the end of the day, it's Bill Belichick's defense that is making these huge games and all this other thing. So, like, I think Brady's, like you said, the most accomplished quarterback. If he leaves somewhere else, I really don't think that he's going to be as successful. I mean, as
we know another old-time quarterback who's one of my favorites is Drew Brees. He's just told people that he wants to come back for another season for the Saints. So now I know Teddy Bridgewater now will probably be on the market because I don't think he's going to stay. I don't know if they want to pay him that much money. And then with Taysom Hill, the guy who's like the freaking army knife that can play, Swiss Army knife that can play every position, he wants to play somewhere, but he's almost 30-something years old. So he probably will stay, and I think Teddy Bridgewater would go. I mean, who knows what the Bears are going to do with Mitch Trubisky? You know, what Cam Newton's going to do with the Carolina Panthers? Like, there's so many things you don't know. And then the draft, like, there's so many quarterbacks at the top of the draft that's coming out that we don't even know what's going to happen. And I'm just glad the Chiefs don't have to worry about any of this stuff and we get to sit back and watch this as entertainment because who knows? And even Dak Prescott, there's rumors that supposedly they can't get that deal done and that, you know, Tom Brady, why don't you come over here? But I don't see that happening. I think it's a long shot, but who knows?
I love the Cowboys because they're always making these stupid decisions.
I know, like, they're trying to get better. I know Jerry Jones, he's been trying to stay away, but he always has to have his head in there and everything else. He kind of reminds me of Al Davis. Al Davis, when he was in the Raiders, he kind of had to have whatever he wanted. And I think the Raiders finally figured it out, and they drafted pretty well this last year. And I think their team up on the rise. Just, I guess they don't like Derek Carr too much. I don't get it. I mean, but we'll find out what's going to happen with all these quarterbacks. But let's get back to now Chiefs. We have a lot of free agents. A lot of free agents coming up, and I think one of the biggest ones is Chris Jones. Mm-hmm. So, in my opinion, I think they need to sign him long-term like Frank Clark. I think he's proven it. The only riff I have with him is can he stay healthy? He always seems to get injured. Like, he literally got injured playing Nerf basketball in the locker room, so that was kind of a bad thing in the playoffs. Yeah. But other than that, it's the one thing I worry about is he getting injured. Because it seems like he's always injured one part of the year. So if we're going to pay him all that money, that's the one thing I look at as a worry to me about him. But if we trade him, we'll get a lot back too. But at the same time, I don't think you can trade someone who's an interior lineman that puts that much pressure on a quarterback. He's that dominating. And if he doesn't get there, he knocks down passes, which he clearly helped win the Super Bowl big time with a lot of his pass deflections.
I want to sign Jones. I just don't think in the long run it's the right decision. I think for next year it is to get back to the Super Bowl. However, I go back to what Veach did in the last draft. He hit on every single one of those draft picks.
Right.
He hit on every single free agent that we picked up except for Lee, the linebacker. Besides that
– Well, Darren Lee was supposed to – he was still a linebacker. He wasn't going to be a starter right off the bat.
But even really like – but I'm just saying like that was the only one that – didn't pan out to be a really good decision. Every other draft pick he picked up was legit. Like, all of them, but that was this year. The year before that, it wasn't the best year. But if I were to go off of last year's track record of what he's been doing in free agency and drafts, because we're going to have to pay the highest paying salary for a quarterback. We're going to have to get rid of Sammy Watkins. This draft.
So you think they're gonna get rid of it? Because I don't know if you saw that we Jeter or what's his name? Oh my God.
Dieter?
Dieter. Signed Dieter. That was kind of a sign to me. I was going to ask you that later. Is a sign to me that I think that means that they're going to get rid of Sammy, because I know Matt Kemp, who we forget about, tore his ACL in preseason. He's a unrestricted free agent, but we have the buyer. I forget the term they call it, but we have the rights. So if we release, he has to play with, sign with us no matter what, because he's not a restricted free agent, but I forget the other term they call it. But he, I think, will come back too for the Chiefs. So I don't know. I think DeMarcus Robinson's gone. I think he's one that's for sure going to be gone, which I hate to say it, but I think he's going to get paid more, and I think he's going to leave.
I think that we're not going to have Jones next year. I think we're not going to have Watkins next year. We're not going to have Fuller next year, and we're not going to have Breland next year. I think all of those people are going to be gone.
Really?
But with that saying, I think they're going to move Jones to get draft picks and pick up some people. They're going to pick a couple middle-tier cornerbacks. I think they're going to make a pick in the draft for a receiver, and they're going to pay Patrick Mahomes this year.
Well, I think they're going to pay Mahomes, but I think Mahomes might wait one more year because he'll get even more if he waits another year. But then I don't know what his agent's going to do, because potentially the CBA, they're doing their negotiation right now about, you know, adding an extra playoff. I don't know if you've heard this. Supposedly they're going to do now is make more of a wild card. So they're going to have 7 teams for both divisions, AFC and NFC, whereas right now it's 6. So technically, if they did that this year, if it's last year, you know, our playoff schedule, the Steelers would have made it and the Rams would have made the playoffs, which is kind of weird to think. But then doing so, that means the only people who get byes will be the number one seeds on both sides. Mm. So that's the downer of it a little bit to me. I don't like it that much, but they're going to go through that. That's the one thing they were talking about today. So I don't know. That's going to be interesting how that ends up being. But
yeah.
I think if they sign Mahomes now, it's going to be hard to get other people under the cap. And I'm hoping they can wait another year. But I don't see Mahomes being the kind of guy that's going to want so much money either. He doesn't seem that type of person. But I think it's more of an agent thing, and they always – pay, you know, the next quarterback up is going to get paid more and more. But the Chiefs, if they want to save money, they want to sign him now, I think they're going to have to do something with Chris Jones. I think they're going to franchise tag Jones and then see what he does and still try to do contract with him. But I think they're going to try to make him take a nice price, say a pay cut, just to say a city desk discount, because he said he wants to be in the Chief. He said he wants that in his career. But we'll see how much that will go.
So Jones said he wants to be a Chief for life. Sammy Watkins said he would be potentially willing to do a pay cut.
Even retire, he said, too. That's weird.
So, I mean, if we find out tomorrow that they signed Jones and Sammy Watkins, I'll be stoked.
Yeah.
I just feel like there's going to be a lot of new fresh faces next year because they want to get Mahomes locked in. However, if they want to win next year, I wouldn't be surprised if they signed Jones and signed Watkins.
I think what's ultimately going to happen, they're gonna franchise Jones and see what happens with that. I think that's what's going to happen. And they're going to try to lock up with Mahomes after the draft. I think that's what's going to happen. But that means you use your franchise tag of someone who potentially might leave or whatever. And I think that means Kendall Fuller, I think they might re-sign because they might make him – I don't know how much he'll be costing them and – because he's one thing I like about Kendall Fuller, he can play multiple positions. And I think he's a better safety than a corner, to be honest. He plays more
and
slot.
Spags,
I think Breland's gone. I think Breland's going to want too much money. I think we can afford him. And so that's why I think we're going to draft someone, a corner in the first round. That's who I think. And then you got to look at other positions that we're pretty loaded on, I think, is like surprisingly, is running backs. Like we'll have Darwin Thompson. We'll have Damian Williams.
Darwin. Isn't that two Williams?
So the three Ds, I call it the triple Ds, you know, Damian, Darwin, and Daryl Williams. We'll have all three of them back. But Spencer Ware is going to be gone. We forget we had Spencer Ware, but he tore his ACL. He's gone. And then we also have, LeSean McCoy.
He's a free agent, I think.
He's going to be gone. Free agent. He'd be gone. So that leaves us open for a running back. And people are saying, well, Damian Williams, do we really want to pay him after next year? So I think they might be drafting running backs. Some people say we might get the Wisconsin running back coming out, but in the first round. But I don't think we should draft offense. I think we need to draft defense in the first couple
rounds. I'm thinking too.
The linebacker from
Oklahoma,
from Wisconsin. I like the linebacker from Wisconsin. They're predicting them, the Chiefs, to pick him up in the second round. He's a very good linebacker who can also play. Because Reggie Lagland is going to be gone. He's a free agent, and I don't think we're going to sign him back. I don't see that happening. And so the kid from Wisconsin, Zach Bond, he'll probably go the second round is what they're projecting. And he's a good Sam linebacker, and he's listed as an edge, so he can play multiple positions. So that's the one thing that's kind of intriguing about him.
Yeah. Another thing, too, that I wouldn't be opposed to loading up offensive line and defensive line.
Yeah.
Just because – Schwartz is getting older, and Fisher, believe it or not, is getting older. Like,
yeah,
you know, like it may be time to start.
Well, I think that they're gonna do. This is what I think they're gonna draft. I think they're gonna spend a first round pick on obviously the best player available. I think it's the type of mentality draft they're gonna have. I think if he doesn't like anybody, really, like, he'll probably trade down and get more picks in the second round because apparently this draft's loaded with wide receivers too. Right. So if we lose a bunch of receivers this year, which possibly is going to happen, I hate to see the Legion of Zoom go. But, I mean, right now, if Sammy doesn't restructure his contract and we are going to sign Chris Jones, I think Sammy Watkins is on his way out. So that's my take on that.
You know, each has a very difficult task in front of him.
Yeah.
But, like, last year, it was lights out.
I mean, there's even – and then even corners of free agents out there, too, that are coming out.
The
so
Harris guy.
Chris Harris from Denver – but I think he's gonna want too much money. I don't see it. I think Rashard Breland will be a cheaper option. But you know, Chris Harris is an all pro corner, so it's something that we probably would benefit, obviously, but do we want to spend the cash that much over there? So that's the thing. And then safety wise, you know, we have Dirty Dan, we have Juan Thornhill. Like, how long is his recovery gonna be with the ACL injury? Because the end of the year. How that's going to go, but I mean, Amari Watts stepped up really well, so I think we're good on the safety. Who knows? Eric Berry might take a city discount. I don't know, but I doubt that's going to happen. But
yeah.
And we really needed a tight end, too, because I think the two of our tight ends, Blake and I think they're, yeah, Blake and Yeldon, the other two backup tight ends, they're free agents also.
Yeah.
So I won't be surprised if we draft a tight end either. So a lot can happen.
I'm just glad that's not my job, is to, you know, because that is a really difficult role. But you know, Veach has been done. He's done a really, really good job. And his first year on it wasn't the best, but this last year was really good. He hit on all the points. So
yeah, I think we need to draft some DBs and linebackers because I think Reggie Ragland's gonna be gone. I don't think we're able to afford him, and Breland's gonna be gone, and. One quarterback that I look really like a lot is the Alabama quarterback, Trayvon Diggs. He's also the brother of Stephon Diggs, the Minnesota receiver. I mean, he's 6'2", 210, so he's got great ball skills. And scouts say that he needs more physical, though, on tackling. So that's the one thing we don't have, Marcus Peters again, which yeah. I love about Breland. Breland would always get down there and make some hits, too. So yeah. It'll be interesting what's going to happen. That's pretty much all I have for this podcast episode. We'll see what happens with the franchise tag. That's going to happen soon. But my prediction is Chris Jones probably franchise tag. That's pretty much what's going to happen. So, but
I'm cool with that. If he can come back and they somehow figure that out. You know, in terms of like winning now, it's the best decision is getting him signed.
I don't know how you can let him walk, though. I don't get it.
What they would do is they would franchise him and then trade him. For
yeah.
First round.
Just like they did with D. I think D4 be franchise tag, right?
Yeah.
If I'm right. So I hope not. I really would like to see Chris Jones still in the Chiefs. I mean, but like you said, you got a lot of decisions to do, and we'll see what happens. But thanks again for listening. And don't forget to check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and also Twitter at How About Them Chiefs. So hopefully we'll have another episode coming up later next week, maybe, or a couple weeks, because not much going on in the offseason.
World champions.
But once again, the world champions, Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode, and make sure to check in next week. I'll be uploading more episodes, and don't forget,
We're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at How About Them Chiefs. So go check it out. And again, thanks for listening. Go Chiefs.